Hi, Brenda. This is Catherine from Local Splash. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
Good. I'm doing well. Thank you so much. Yes, how can I help you? I was actually notified that this is regarding the Google Ads campaign that you're running.
Yeah. I need to stop it for now. I'm in over my head with all the advertising. I had some printouts out right now, and I just can't afford. I've been spending like $1,100 a month with Local Splash. I cannot afford that.
I completely understand. You mean $1,100? Let me see. Okay, because I do see you're doing some Google Guarantee too. Okay. Let's see. Yep, I completely understand that. Well, no worries. But I mean, are the leads you're getting not good? Are they not converting?
Not enough to justify $1,100 a month. I mean, when I first signed up with Local Splash, I was told that I was going to get that it was basically $250 a month to, you know, basically help me get my Google business ad or my Google business profile going, and a couple of like Facebook ads and a small amount of Google ads were included in that price, and it was a flat fee, which is fine. And then I was talked into, you know, spending more money on ads and all of that. But I cannot afford that kind of money. So it's just not producing how much I'm paying out at all.
I do get your point about it, Brenda, but no worries. We'll take care of removing the Google Ads campaign. And again, once you do find the need of doing the Google Ads, just let us know. However, as far as what I do see here, we do have still, you know, some budget up until the 12th of November. So if we are to remove it, I would recommend starting on the 12th of November.
Okay.
Okay, so let's do that then. I'll give you a call back before the 12th of November just for confirmation.
Can you tell me how, could you tell me how this is being, how it's being charged? Because what is the $250 that's just for Local Splash? Is that part of the $1,100?
That's actually correct. The $250 that means it just already goes to us, the $249, is actually for our services, the local SEO, the directories, and the rest of the campaigns that we do for your business. A technical, yep, so that's what we do. Now, $600 of it goes to your Google advertising, and then some as well comes from the Google Guarantee, which you only pay when you do receive leads. Now, the key here regarding Google Guarantee, Brenda, is that that is why we do recommend you check the dashboard, because when you see that there is an unqualified lead, you have to let us know so we can dispute it. That means we can dispute so you don't end up getting billed for them.
That just sounds like a lot of work for me. I mean,
I get your point. But, I mean, we are not able to identify as well that the lead is good or not, because you get to, you know, you get to talk to the lead firsthand, and that is why we need your help with it. You could try, you know, I would say I would recommend still that you get into the dashboard, take a look at it, or possibly use our app, because that's really going to be helpful. I know it's going to take some time, but eventually it's really easy for you to use. It's not something that would require a lot of time, because, again, everything's in the dashboard. The calls are being recorded. The calls that you have with your customers are being recorded. It's going to show you if it's Google Guarantee or not. So it's easy for you. Everything's going to be there.
So what am I going to dispute? Which one?
Leads from Google Guarantee. It'll say Google Verified now, because they've rebranded it to say Google Verified. So leads from Google Verified that are not qualified, that you got charged for.
It will say not qualified on it?
Well, technically, if our system is able to detect that it's not qualified, it's going to show that it's not charged. But if it shows charged, and then if you listen to the recording, it's not a lead looking for your services, then that is the lead that we need to check and dispute.
And so then what, I have to send you a list of those? I mean, how do I send them to you?
Yes, send us a list of the numbers so we can review and then dispute it with Google.
It just doesn't seem like this is a very good deal for me to spend $1,100 a month and then I have to do all this work to, like, dispute calls that are not valuable. You know, I don't know. It just doesn't seem like a very good service.
This process is going to be taken care of by us. What we need from you is to help identify the calls. And the $1,100 doesn't just go to the Google guarantee, because the Google guarantee only bills you if Google sends you leads. The $600 is going to Google Ads, for which we will be discontinuing on the 12th of November. The Google Ads is different. It's the one that's showing on the sponsored ads section. It's a pay-per-click program. That one, we are not able to dispute anything, but that does assure you to be on the top pages of Google. You're going to see your business on the sponsored ad sections through the help of the Google Ads campaign. And for the Google Verified, the one that I mentioned to you, which gives you the option to dispute, again, we will be taking care of the dispute process one-on-one with Google, following it up, disputing it with them. But in helping identify these calls, we need your help because, again, you get to speak with the potential customer firsthand.
Okay, can you just put in the system that I want to cancel them on November 12th, though?
Well, I will definitely give you a call on the 12th of November to go over your billing.
Okay, I just want to just for now just go back to the $249 a month with you guys, for just helping me with my Google business page or whatever.
Yes, okay. For sure. That's noted. But again, since there is budget you just recently paid, we have to use the month that's paid for, and then we'll start the $249 on the 12th of November, which, again, I'll give you a call for confirmation. Okay?
All right. I appreciate it. Thanks for your help.
All right. Thank you so much as well, Wanda. Have a wonderful RSC day.
Okay.